This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Welcome to another hour of What's On Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. Thank you for that. Be careful out there today. If you're traveling, things are getting progressively worse, as they were predicted to do. We did hear from the Minnesota State Highway Patrol that situation down near Downer, I-94, two semis off the road. And there's actually a photo of those on our Twitter feed right now. One of them a FedEx truck and another truck. Can't really tell, but I have a patrol responding there, so just be careful. Be careful. That's for sure. Keep the cruise control off. They remind us, keep safe distance. Keep your eyes on the road as the winter driving starts now. This hour, we're going to chat with the First Lady of North Dakota about recovery reinvented. We're going to talk to more of our callers about tonight's debate and what the president should and shouldn't do. We're also going to follow up with Nate. Remember Nate called at the end of the show yesterday about Conservapedia? So we got to get the scoop on that. Jason Lewis will also be here, a Senate candidate in Minnesota. So that's what we have planned for today as we count down to Election Day on What's On Your Mind. We are brought to you in part by our friends at MyPillow. MyPillow, of course, is a product that I've talked about for so many years. It feels like family. It really does. And Mike Lindell has become like family. His book, From Crack Addict to CEO, What Are the Odds, is really an extraordinary story of recovery. Right now, you purchase that book, you get a gift certificate or a discount on MyPillow products, too. So that's worth checking out, mainly because some of the major networks won't promote the book. Can't figure that out. But there is the towel set. Right now, that's a great deal. You buy one, you get one on my pillows, on neck pillows, on duvet covers, on roll and go anywhere pillows, and the 6-piece towel sets. Promo code Scott at checkout or call 800-506-9028. All right, we're pleased to welcome back to the program the First Lady of the great state of North Dakota, Catherine Helgesbergen. Catherine, thanks for joining us today. How are you?
Good morning, Scott. I am doing really well, and thank you so much for helping us get the word out about this important program. Can you hear me okay?
I can hear you loud and clear, absolutely. Well, we're glad you're here and really do enjoy our conversations about this, because it may be outside the quote-unquote news cycle a little bit, or the typical things that are covered in a political season, but this transcends politics. This transcends pretty much everything, and it has been wonderful to watch you bring this platform out there and help people. And I know these Recovery Reinvented events, initially designed to be in person, can't be in person this year. But tell us a little bit about a Recovery Reinvented event if somebody hasn't been to one before. What's the objective?
Well, I'd be happy to do that. But you know what? First, the governor and I want to wish you a happy birthday, I believe. Is today your birthday?
Yeah, it is my birthday. Yes, thank you very much.
Woo!
Nobody had acknowledged it so far today. A few people have been texting, but I was trying to, you know. I don't care. I'm not one of those people who's weird about a birthday, but I just don't like a lot of fuss. So, yes, it's my birthday.
Well,
it was very nice of you and the governor to say so.
Well, hey, we didn't want to let that go by, I for sure didn't before I, started talking about Recovery Reinvented. But anyway, hope you have a fantastic day, and thanks for all you do to get the word out to people of all the important things happening across our state and nation. So Recovery Reinvented started as an opportunity to get people together to focus on eliminating the stigma of addiction. And that's still what we're doing. This year, the fourth time we're going to host Recovery Reinvented, still focusing on eliminating the stigma of addiction. I think we've made some progress, but there's still work to be done there. And you're right. It is, the title of the thing is Reinventing Recovery, and this year we're reinventing how we deliver the conference, and it's, you know, all virtual, which is, you know, I think actually opens the door wider and creates more opportunities for people to join us. In fact, we've got over 1,800 people registered and from all over the world. You know, like, there are people that are going to be, you know, joining us from Singapore and, you know, both of the coasts and, you know, other international countries. I mean, it's crazy, but we're super excited about that. And, you know, and the, I guess, you know, one of the silver linings with the pandemic is that, you know, people have gotten to know how to use virtual technology like Zoom and, you know, meetings and have attended conferences this way. And so maybe it will be a first for some, and it'll be a first for us for delivering one for sure, but we've got great resources for that. So anyway, but we're super excited. We have an incredible lineup of speakers. Do you want to talk about the speakers or the people joining us?
Of course I do, especially since one of them is Dr. Drew, for crying out loud. You got a big name on the lineup this year, right?
Yeah. Well, Dr. Drew is incredible. He came and spoke at our behavioral health conference a few years ago, and I got to know him then. And then when I'm in California, he and I have coffee and we catch up on things. And he's, you know, super passionate about helping people in this area. He's been, he's an addiction medicine specialist. He's been helping people with the disease of addiction for 30 years. He also ran a psychiatric hospital. So he really understands the, intersection of mental illness and addiction. And that's one of the things he's going to be talking about. He's also got, you know, really interesting take on shame and guilt and, you know, self-shame and all related to the disease of addiction and mental illness. He'll talk about that. And, you know, I'll talk more about what's happening with people during COVID related to behavioral health. So really excited. I mean, he just is so willing to help us in any way we can. And he's just a great guy and a great partner for us. So we're excited about him coming or joining us virtually. And then we also have David Sheff, who wrote this book called A Beautiful Boy about 10 years ago, which I read 10 years ago. I was super moved by the story. And then that book became a movie just a few years ago. And it's the story of this father, David, who has a son, Nick, who had an incredible journey with the struggle of addiction. And so David's going to talk about that. He's going to also talk about mental illness and how that affected his son's you know, journey as well. And so he's doing so much great work in a lot of different areas. He's got a foundation. He's such an advocate for people who are struggling and, you know, just helping to improve opportunities for people, that have, you know, mental illness and addiction. So he's amazing. And we've got,
Can I just say that movie?
Go ahead.
That movie is eye-opening. I mean, it, again, you want to end the stigma of addiction and what you ultimately think, oh, they're going to be kids on drugs, you know, they're on drugs. And then you see that parent and that child who desperately wanted to be sober. He didn't want to be on drugs, but he just kept getting sucked back in. Oh, it's heart-wrenching. It's just unbelievable. It's a really, really good movie to sort of bring all this into focus so folks get a chance to do it. So it's great to have the author of the novel there as well. That's neat.
Yeah, you know, and I think it's also a really, you know, interesting perspective for those people who believe that addiction is a choice. You know, I mean, the struggle that people go through and, you know, just people would not choose to have that life. You know, it's a brain disease. So anyway, so that'll be a good discussion. Then we have Dr. DeLisi, who's works with Hazel and Betty Ford, and he's an expert on something called ACEs, which is Adverse Childhood Experiences. This is a test that is taken by adults to help figure out how to treat them for mental illness and addiction. And it focuses on things that people experience in their childhood, traumas. And some of the questions on this test are, did you have a parent that was incarcerated? Did you have a parent that was, you know, were your parents divorced? Did you have a parent that had substance abuse issues? Were you abused as a child? Things like that. And a big study was done related to this ACEs test. And, you know, it was determined that, you know, depending on how you score on that test, You can be, you know, 5 to 10 times more likely to develop the disease of addiction or mental illness later in life. And so it's all the more need to have behavioral health specialists in schools that can help young people address grade schools, middle schools, high schools, help them address these mental health issues and addiction issues so that they can reduce that risk of having addiction and mental health issues the rest of their life. So I'm really excited to have Dr. DeLisi because this is an opportunity to educate people on this test and how important it is and how important it is to have behavioral health specialists in schools.
The question a listener had here was related to the funding. Is Recovery Reinvented a taxpayer-funded event or is it privately funded?
Nope, it's privately funded. The Office of Recovery Reinvented, which was set up by executive order by the governor, is a completely a nonprofit funded by, no taxpayer dollars involved in this event at all.
And by the way, a lot of sponsors stepping up to the plate to make it happen and support the overall effort, which I think is fantastic. We'll take a short break. We'll come back, give you a last word about Recovery Reinvented, let folks know how you can participate. It's on October 28th, so it's coming up, folks. More after this. Don't go away.
Attention Medicare beneficiaries. It's time to get more from your Medicare plan. Plans as low as $0 premium. That's right. Medicare plans available at zero monthly premium, which include vision, dental, and hearing aid reimbursements. Plans with or without prescription drug benefits, and all include free Silver Sneakers gym memberships. Plans that give you the freedom to purchase additional coverage throughout the year should you need it at no cost. Talk to a licensed Medicare broker now. 877-590-0994. 877-590-0994. Sponsored by Sunderland Group.
PetroServe USA, home to home cooking and grab-and-go convenience, plus a great deal on drinks. Any size drink, 79 cents. Coffee, fountain pop, cappuccino, and Lewis and Clark. Come on in to PetroServe USA. Nestle Pure Life Water, 28 packs for $3.99. Jack Link's Extra Tender for $3.59. Two K-Chill Liquid Shots for $10, or three 5-Hour Energy for $4 each. PetroServe USA, great specials all month long. Tell them Scott sent you.
H.A. Thompson & Sons, helping people for over 100 years save money by doing it right the first time. Now they build unique maintenance programs that apply a financial and mechanical solution to lower your owning and operating costs. They didn't like the old model in the industry, which was providing services and billing hours for repairs instead of getting paid for making your equipment run more efficiently and reliably. H.A. Thompson & Sons can tell you more. Call them at 223-3393, 701-223-3393, or at hatandsons.com.
You don't have a choice. You have to wash the truck, right? But you can wash it about anywhere these days. Let me suggest you do it at ND Truck Wash. Number one, they're patriots. Number two, they do an incredible job. Number three, they're going to get you in and out in no time. 701-628-1550 for ND Truck Wash, Highway 2 behind Bakken Central Pinnacle in Stanley, North Dakota. Call ahead for reservation. There'll be a short wait, 10 minutes max. 701-628-1550. Call them now and tell them Scott sent you.
There's nothing worse than thinking that your Medicare benefits are going to cover routine medical expenses like vision, dental, and prescription benefits, only to find that when an emergency arises, your Medicare plan is full of gaps that don't even begin to cover your medical emergency. How would it feel to have to go into debt because your Medicare program didn't cover everything 100%? Studies show that 95% of Medicare recipients pay more than $5,000 per year on out-of-pocket medical expenses. At SnapMedicare.com, we understand how important it is for you to be prepared for any type of medical emergency. All it takes is a quick phone call to 800-286-5516 to find out exactly where you stand with your Medicare coverage and to save thousands on future costs. Call 800-286-5516 to make sure your Medicare plan includes provisions to cover any gap in coverage. Whether you have questions about Part A or Part B Medicare coverage, remember, call 800-286-5516. SnapMedicare.com. Call 800-286-5516.
I know you're thinking about it, so I might as well tell you what's on the special at PetroServe USA. First of all, if you go to any PetroServe USA, you're going to find great food. Some people rave to me, oh, that chicken is unbelievable. I love the chicken. It's fantastic. I say, yep, I agree. The lunch specials, other folks love. Some of the sweets, the caramel rolls, They're really, really good. Don't forget Valley Dairy Stores in the Northern Valley, part of the PetroServe USA family, too. Today on the docket for the lunch special, here's the menu. The specials board. If your radio version of the specials board, pulled pork and a French dip sandwich. Your choice. Those are two lunch specials at Valley Cities, PetroServe USA. Meatloaf dinner at the Harwood location off I-29. Country fried steak if you go to West Main Avenue, West Fargo. Or the taco skillet on 12th Avenue in Fargo. All the specials today, PetroServe USA, 4-for-$4 deal, too. Don't forget that, the pizza, the two cookies, the 20-ounce drink. Four items, $4, PetroServe USA. All right, we're wrapping up our conversation with Catherine Helgesbergham, talking about recovery reinvented. Stigma is in the crosshairs. That's what's got to go. And that's what Recovery Reinvented is designed to do. So more and more people join this conversation and recognize this is something you can talk about. This is something you can do, and you can get help. So it's next Wednesday, the 28th. And if someone wants to participate, see Dr. Drew Pinsky and all the other great speakers and participate in this, they just sign up and join online. Is that right?
That's right, yeah. Go to recoveryreinvented.com and register so you can access the event. And, you know, Scott, you were talking about sponsors. And, yes, we have many very generous sponsors that help us make this event free so that people of all situations and all economic, levels can join this conference, because the disease of addiction impacts almost everyone. So we're super grateful to all the incredible sponsors that help us, you know, get these speakers and also have this conference. So thank you for so much for mentioning the sponsors. But I did want to point out again, no taxpayer dollars go towards the Recovery Reinvented at all.
Sanford Health, Hess, Blue Cross Blue Shield, Forum Communications, Shields, LiveWire, Dakota Medical Foundation, Google, KX News, All True, Bell Bank, Sensia Health, Marathon Oil, Offutt Family Foundation, Microsoft, One Oak, XL Energy, all the folks that are part of the sponsorship. So, you know, they do deserve a take a bow, folks. That's a great thing to support and to be a part of. Ultimately, when Recovery Reinvented, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, all of these events have been done, what do you want the ultimate goal to achieve? What is it it'll be successful if? What would that be, Catherine?
Well, it'd be successful if, you know, you're at a coffee shop and you hear people next to you talking about the disease of addiction like they would talk about diabetes or any other disease. You know, you're in the grocery store and someone's talking about, you know, somebody having, you know, in recovery or treatment or whatever, that people are openly discussing the disease of addiction. So they're normalizing the conversation, which will eliminate the stigma, and more people will reach out for help. And everybody who does talk about it is literally saving lives, because people will reach out for help. That is the ultimate goal. So, you know, when we get to that level, you know, when we also get to the level where, you know, treatment centers are not in separate buildings, in separate locations than hospitals, it's a disease. We don't have people with cancer in a, you know, far away in some remote location in a separate building, or people with diabetes. The people with the disease of addiction deserve to be in a hospital setting like anybody else who has, you know, other diseases. So, you know, things like that as well. You know, we don't have any discrimination in our healthcare system related to people with mental illness and the disease of addiction. You know, when we have many opportunities to help the population most adversely impacted by the disease of addiction, Native Americans across our nation. You know, I'm on the board of Hazel and Betty Ford, and I am working hard to have services made available through Hazel and Betty Ford to our the Native American population across, because the virtual services are available. It makes things so much easier. We don't have the geographical barriers anymore. So anyway, those are some of the things that I think we will have achieved. But, you know, my challenge to everyone today, or whether you come to Recovery Reinvented, is just to talk to three people today and every day, or three people a week, about you know, how the disease of addiction has impacted your life. And that will help us immensely.
End the stigma. And by the way, this is approved for continuing education units through the North Dakota Board of Social Work Examiners and Addiction Counselor Examiners. Like 4.5 CEUs available for that, and also education fields get credit towards the graduate credit as well, and a great lineup. So Wednesday, sign up, recoveryreinvented.com. Thanks, Catherine. All the best to you. Take care.
Thank you, Berger. Thanks so much for promoting our event, and have a fabulous birthday today.
Yes, thanks so much. Very, very sweet of you. Thank you very much. Catherine Helgus Burgum, our First Lady, on a great, you know, it's just one of those things where you just set aside the TikTok of the week, of whatever's going on, and say, okay, that's important. That's something. All right, Nate in Fargo is calling back because he promised to do that for us to talk about Conservapedia. I've got to get the bookmark. Conservapedia, what am I going to find there?
Conservapedia, Scott, I'm actually blown away. I've been doing so much research in the last 24 hours, and it's all starting to make sense now what's going on here in America. Conservapedia, if people go to the Ukrainian collusion timeline and read it and really pay attention to what they're reading, their mouths will drop. What's going on is something just came out today that has been familiar with this dossier of sorts. And Fox News is reporting that there's key Democratic contacts for the Biden family and their business ventures overseas in China. And some of them include Dianne Feinstein, Chuck Schumer, Amy Klobuchar, Kristen Gillibrand, Andrew Cuomo, Terry McAuliffe. And they're all part of what's going on over in Ukraine. But what people don't understand what's going on is Biden was bringing over a pro-fracking mission to Ukraine for Burisma so they could reap lots of resources from Ukrainians.
No, wait a minute. He's opposing fracking here but pushing it in Ukraine? Is that what you're saying?
That is correct. And not only that, I have found out through my research of looking through this conservative collusion timeline of the Ukrainian collusion timeline, CrowdStrike comes up quite a bit. Dmitry Alperovich is a Ukrainian intelligence officer who is the owner and main operator of CrowdStrike, who works hand in foot with Andrea Chalupa and Alexandria Chalupa, who are Democratic operatives. I believe Andrea Chalupa used to be, if I'm not mistaken, she was She was a Democratic Ethics Council member and a co-chair or something.
Here's the bottom line. The bottom line is you're going to get information here that you just don't get anywhere else, all in one place, right?
I would like to finish after your break, if that's okay.
Absolutely. We'll do that. Who do we have Jason Lewis coming up. But we'll give him a call.
I got some stuff that will completely shock you, Scott.
I don't know if I can be shocked anymore by the shenanigans going on. It's unbelievable. Where's Hunter?
It's time. Time to return to Norway. Let's plan for 2021. Nobody better to take you to Norway than Carol Juven at Juven Tours and Travel. You know, basically, if you want to do Norway, you want to do a family trip, you want to do it right, you want to just say, hey, what's my celebration going to be when this mess is over? Pick 2021. Right now, you know, find a month in 2021 and book it, right?
Yes, we have got 5 tours for 2021.
What number trip to Norway will that be for you?
Trip number 180.
Let's help them build back because this is it in Norway. Tourism is what makes them go. It's pretty phenomenal. And if folks are dreaming a little about 2021, what do they need to see?
Oh, the fjord country they need to see and the people. We don't just tour Norway. We meet the people.
Carol wants to send you a giant map of Norway free. 701-237-9000. JuvenTours.com. JuvenTours.com. And he'll help you find your family with that map. JuvenTours and Travel. 237-9000. JuvenTours.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Senate Judiciary Committee voted to approve Judge Amy Barrett's Supreme Court nomination.
Mr. Grassley.
Aye.
Mr. Cornyn.
Aye.
Mr. Lee.
Aye.
Mr. Cruz.
Aye.
Mr. Sass.
Aye.
Mr. Hawley.
Aye.
Mr. Tillis.
Aye.
Ms. Ernst.
Aye.
Mr. Crapo.
Aye.
Mr. Kennedy.
Aye.
Mrs. Blackburn?
Aye.
Mrs. Feinstein? Mr. Leahy? Mr. Durbin? Mr. Whitehouse? Ms. Klobuchar? Mr. Coons? Mr. Blumenthal? Ms. Hirono? Mr. Booker? Ms. Harris? Mr. Chairman?
Aye.
Mr. Chairman, the votes are 12 yeas, 10 no votes.
USA Radio News.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendovite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. Ken Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When I wake up, well, I know I'm gonna be the man who wakes up next to you.
You.
When I go out, yeah, I know I'm gonna be the man who goes along with you.
I won't talk like this guy.
If I get drunk, well, I know.
Welcome to What's on Your Mind. Birthday boy Scott Hennin over there.
Yeah.
I'm gonna be the man who's here to you.
To you.
Not sure I could walk 500 miles without saying, oh, my aching feet. My dogs are barking, as John Candy would say. We're back on What's on Your Mind. The most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains, brought to you today by Oasis Petroleum. The Be the Buffalo Hotline is here for you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. We can never get everybody in as much as we want to, but that's why we have the 24/7 line. It's the Be the Buffalo Hotline to celebrate the Be the Buffalo spirit of North Dakotans from our friends at Oasis Petroleum. And again, speed dial this, baby. Put it right there in your favorites. 855-200-1776. Jason Lewis, an update on a great new poll from KSDP in the Senate race in just a moment. And we're finishing with Nate here, who called yesterday about something called Conservapedia. And is this new, Nate, this Conservapedia? Has it never been, is it just being put up?
I'm not quite sure, but everything that you're hearing in the news that's coming up is coming out of this dossier I'm looking at. And one thing that's, here's a story you've heard. Okay, so this Andrea Chalupa, she is the propagandist wing for the Democratic Party and Ukraine. And Ukraine was in possession of Hillary Clinton's server, CrowdStrike. Well, what they're not telling you is that Andrea Chalupa and her hacktivist friends and the hacktivist friends of the owner of CrowdStrike, they're Ukrainian hacktivists that go, they're anti-Russia, and they're working to try to overthrow Ukraine to try to get prosperity in Ukraine. And those hacker groups are part of Andrea Chalupa's friends. They're Cyber Junta, Falcom's Flame, Trinity, and Root Hate. And there's another one that's called Chat, whatever. But these were the people that actually stole Hillary Clinton's email, Cyber Berkuk. And they ended up being part of a disinformation campaign run by Andrea Chalupa, which is called hybrid warfare. What hybrid warfare is, it blends conventional warfare, irregular warfare, cyber warfare. It goes after political opponents with disinformation, fake news, in those different methods. And what's going on is, and you've heard this before, is let's skip right to the Bidens and the Rosemont Seneca. Rosemont Seneca was a small firm that, that Hunter Biden ended up forming.
A little boutique firm that he was all of a sudden getting gazillions of dollars of clients.
Well, yeah. He wasn't. He wasn't until he worked with the Thornton Group. And the Thornton Group is part of the Whitey Bulger nephew, James Bulger's son, who is a senator.
Okay, my eyes are starting to roll back into my head now. And that's the point where I'm getting to information overload. Here's what I'm going to say about what Nate is talking about. He's obviously spent a lot of time, as he told us, over the last 24 hours digging into all this information. I just saw some things in here about the Hunter Biden thing I hadn't heard yet reported anywhere. So it's current information, and it's there. I think that I would say that the most important thing about it is it's just transparent. It's actually putting the information there, and you can, you know, take the time to draw the connections that you want, and I'm glad you brought it to our attention. Conservapedia, folks, if you want to check that out. A lot of information there, a lot of information on. And all that's by design. Throw as much at you as possible so you just say, oh, whatever, I'm not paying attention. This stuff's crazy. One thing I am paying attention to is the new poll in the Senate race in Minnesota between Jason Lewis and the Democratic incumbent, Tina Smith, that is looking good, to say the least. Jason Lewis, thanks for joining us. How are you?
Hey, birthday boy. What's going on?
Oh my gosh! How does this gets everywhere? I guess I don't know what.
You know
the
reason, Scott. The reason you know so much about the Constitution is you were there when it was written.
It's not quite that bad, but yeah.
You're killing me, Jason.
Listen,
you're killing me.
I'm not one of those people that freaks out about their age or anything. I'm 56. I was born in 64. I have no. I feel like I'm 30. Maybe mid-20s, but I always feel like it's just, I don't want anybody to fuss about it.
Yep. Well, God bless zinc.
Oh, you're darn right. So tell me what you thought when you saw this new poll. I mean, that's a heck of a swing in that race right now. It's KSTP's
poll. Well, look, I'll be the first to say, as you know, we don't put too much faith in polls, right? It depends on the sample size, and we've criticized other polls. So I don't want to all of a sudden turn around and say, well, the polls haven't nailed. But there can be no question, given Trafalgar, given Emerson College, given our own internal, and now given this, that we are surging and that the race is getting to the point of being a statistical tie, regardless of how accurate a particular poll must be. And frankly, I think it's happening at the top of the ticket, too. You've watched this for many, many years, but nobody pays attention to the last 2 weeks when you talk about the masses, right? You and I do, but most people have real lives. And once they start paying attention the last 2 weeks of campaign, they break one way or another. So they finally get tuned in, then they go, oh, okay, that's where I'm going. I didn't know this person. And I really think they're breaking our way at this point.
And you and I have talked about this before where, the Trump campaign is moving resources around as you'd expect, as they get down to watching, literally down to the decimal point on some of these states and voter turnout and how it's looking. But you are confident in their ground game, speaking at the top of the ticket,
they have not pulled back one iota from all the people they have on the ground, from their voter contact efforts, from their organizing efforts, door knock efforts. We're talking about voter contacts of 4 million people, either door knocked or called or reached. So not at all. And what they do all the time, and this is, again, a media narrative, to try to demoralize Republicans in Minnesota, what they do all the time, every campaign, Democrat and Republican, is they book a big buy in August. For October. Everybody says, oh boy, this is really big. Knowing full well at the end of the campaign, they're going to shift them around. And there's a number of states where they've had buys shifted. So I think it's much ado about nothing. The president is committed. I think you'll see Vice President Pence or the president back in Minnesota before the election. I actually feel really good about Minnesota. In fact, the president's been talking about Minnesota at every rally this last week.
I noticed that. Yeah, he is. He's getting, the states that he's not in, he's mentioning, but he's mentioned Minnesota a lot. You mentioned this Trafalgar, the chief pollster for them, a guy by the name of Robert Cahaley. I think he's a South Carolina guy. I think I've met him before along the way somewhere. But he is predicting a Trump victory and says the polls are predominantly missing the hidden vote. What's the hidden vote?
Well, it goes back to really the 1960 and 1968 campaign when you had chaos in the streets and the SDS and the weather underground bombing police cars. Sound familiar, right?
Yeah.
And the polls and the media were saying, oh, Hubert Humphrey, Dick Nixon, he lost to Kennedy. He lost his gubernatorial race in California. He can't possibly beat Hubert Humphrey, Minnesota's own. Well, the polls were wrong, and Nixon attributed it to the silent majority. They're the people that don't go out and protest. They're the people that aren't, quite frankly, juveniles who don't show up for Judiciary Committee hearings. They're the people that don't now respond to the media or pollsters because they realize they are their political enemy. But they are there. And they come out on November 3rd. They come out once that curtain shuts and they vote conservative. And I think that Nixonian silent majority is out there bigger than it was in 2016 because the chaos is bigger. The threats are bigger. That poor guy tried to organize a rally for Trump in San Francisco, got his two front teeth knocked out, and nobody made an arrest.
Yeah. A black guy, too. I mean, African-American trying to, you know, help Trump, and all of a sudden, what are you doing? I mean, Uncle right. Tom time. I want you to listen to Barack Obama campaigning for Joe Biden and Kamala Harris in Philadelphia last night, speaking of some of these riots, and see what you have to say about what he said there. Listen to this.
They believe that no one, especially the president, is above the law.
You hear that one guy clapping in the back there? Yeah! I think he had too many beers.
I believe Joe Biden was above the law when he was selling the vice president's off.
Yeah, he was still there from the last Eagles game in the parking lot there. And yeah, waiting for tailgating. Anyway, he goes on here talking about what he thinks Americans believe.
I understand that protest on behalf of social justice isn't un-American. That's the most American thing there is. That's how this country was founded. Protesting injustice.
So was America founded on people looting and setting things on fire and breaking things and shooting police? I missed that in history class.
America was founded upon people rebelling against the crown that was taking away their right to free speech, their right to religious liberty, their right to keep and bear arms, their right to have their homes and their properties free from illegal searches, seizures, or spying, and their due process rights to have their property protected. That's exactly what the left is doing to us today, and that's why we're revolting at the ballot box. That's what the American founding was about.
But isn't Barack Obama saying, hey, Minneapolis, you know, George Floyd or whatever else makes you mad, go ahead, burn some stuff, you know, shut down some businesses, get rid of it. Yeah, it's the name of social justice. Go for it. Isn't that what he's saying?
That's called a riot.
I don't think there's anything American about it.
Well, that is the Democrat Party, Scott. They are defending riots. This is, and I mentioned the Crown and King George. Madison wrote about this in the Federalist Papers, but we don't want a tyranny of the monarchy. But he also wrote, we don't want a tyranny of the mob. And that's where we're going.
We have a minute left. I want folks to know how they can help in this crunch time. Minnesota is a real firewall. In bringing the U.S. Senate, retaining the Republican majority in the U.S. Senate, how they can help you?
Yeah, they can go to lewis4mn.com or follow us on Facebook or Twitter at lewis4mn. That's lewisformn.com. They can see our new ad as well, Scott, on defending the Second Amendment, where we leave no doubt as to where we stand on your right to keep and bear arms.
And I now know who the better looking Lewis is, too. It'd be your wife.
Yeah, so enough of that.
Jason and his wife, a former law enforcement officer, are in the ad. It's a good ad, really good ad. What is the hot button issue? Polling wise, door knocking wise, what is it most folks are number one worried about in Minnesota?
Well, I do think that doesn't come up as much, but I've said this since day one. The underlying issue is, you're locking me and my business down while you're letting criminals go. I don't know how else to put that, but that's
American. That's American too, isn't it? Jason Lewis. We're a week and a half out. Keep fighting there, brother. Good to talk to you.
You got it, bud. Thanks, man.
Jason Lewis in a race that everybody is watching in Minnesota. That's one that's going to shock people. I think it is. More
back to the phones we go. We have Luke on the line from Red Trenchless. Luke, what are you up to today?
Hey, Scott. Today we are around the Bismarck area just kind of getting some materials gathered up for the projects we got going on next week. We'll be in Beulah, still down in that Strasburg area, moving over to Medina as well, actually, the later part of this week. So there's plenty of time to get your guys' projects in this year. I know going into October, we're looking pretty busy at the beginning of the month, but at the end of the month, we got some open spots. So if you guys want to get in, get some waterline projects done or any kind of boring you need, just give me a call. We specialize in underground trenchless excavation, basically. So a lot of boring. We'll pull pipe underground without digging, without any mess, any hassle. We, you know, basically, you give us a call, any kind of line you need underground that you don't want to make a mess burying, we're your guys.
Call them at 701-204-0404 or Red Drilling, two Ds, reddrilling.com. Thanks, Luke. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too, home to great family fun and great wellness products. The Hot Spring Spas, the saunas. We don't talk enough about the game tables because that's a lot of family time. That's a lot of laughs. That's a lot of great competition. Vince Webker's here from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. What do you got on the floor?
We got a little bit of everything from Olhausen Brunswick billiard tables, shuffleboard tables, table tennis, air hockey, bubble hockey, and foosball. And again, when you look at the year 2020, what else are we going to do but hang out in our home and have some great times together playing these wonderful games made by Olhausen and Brunswick? And the good news is we know it's going to be a busy fall and busy winter, and we have stocked up in those products, and we're excited to get them into your home and make your basement more beautiful and funner than ever.
Vince, thank you. Vince Webker, Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2, Bismarck, West Fargo, and Grand Forks 2, online at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Scott Hannon.
What's on your mind, Barb? Thank you very much. Thanks, Elvis.
What's on your mind, Barb? By SchwanBuickGMC.com. If you don't believe me, look out your window. Now you know fall is here and winter can't be too far behind. 4x4, heated seats, maybe heated steering wheel. Ooh, over 100 trucks and SUVs. Most of Schwann's lifetime powertrain warranty. A lot of late model Yukons, Suburbans, Acadias, trucks, all makes and models. Payments to fit every budget, and they need your trade too. Find out more at SchwannBuickGMC.com. So we have a winner in our little contest. We just did this randomly because it's a challenge to do, and there were so many cool pictures and little notes. And after the election, we are going to take a couple of segments and go through some of the suggestions on what we want more of and less of. I'll get ahead of the New Year's resolutions this year. But I have a photo of someone
Their feet is up on the desk. Okay?
Okay.
And says, listening at work, one of the computer screens is on... This looks to be the AM 1100, the flag web, website. So they're, what they're doing is they're actually listening through the computer, which you can do as well, right? You can do that.
Right.
K-Fire's page. A lot of people listen on the app, but you can listen online right at your desk. So that's kind of cool in all our stations. So we got it. And the other computer is a, we can just see the screensaver, and it's a Bison touchdown right there. And, I kind of like that, you know? I mean, because this is intense listening. This isn't just like I'm working away on the laptop and I sort of have it on. This is my feet is up. I'm actually listening. Russ says, I'm listening at work. Keep doing what you're doing. Like the guest you have on. Thanks, Russ. Now, it was random, so we didn't take it just because somebody said, I like what you're doing. I like what you're doing. Thank you. We appreciate that. We also appreciate those folks that have taken a little time to say more of this, less of this, that's welcome too. So keep that coming. Our question of the day has been what you want Trump to do in the next 10 days. And by that I mean a lot of people say, he needs to do more of this. He needs to do more of this. He's got to be disciplined. He's got to stop tweeting. He's got, you know, everybody has, you know, an idea on how he ought to do it better. We're curious if you think he needs to do things differently. Tonight at the debate, for instance, what should he do? What should happen? Here's some of the suggestions that you threw our way last night. Trump needs to continue to bring attention to Hunter Biden and the new development of Kamala and her China connections. By the way, that's out there. There was dozen senators that had been named in some kind of a deal related to their connections to China. Don't know much more than that, but it's just breaking today. Then he says, this listener says, let Biden answer fully. He'll quickly get flustered and fumble again and again. Grab the popcorn. It's going to be quite the show, says Josie in Bismarck. Thank you, Josie. All right. So, I think she's right. She or he, sorry. Josie's she or he?
I would say she.
Okay. Yep. That you have to find a way to get the whole Hunter Biden stuff, especially with what's blowing up today and what more we know. And there is stuff exploding. New York Post, unbelievable story. I have it up on Facebook. It is a mess. It's a mess, folks. But I wouldn't go there every time, right? I'd get it in there, have a discussion about it, get him to react to it. But then 50 Cent. I mean, I'd bring up 50 Cent. I would, because nobody expects the President of the United States to bring up a rapper by the name of 50 Cent. That's his name, isn't it? 50 Cent.
50 Cent. He should do a walk-in to 50 Cent music or some song from him.
I'm telling you.
Like an MMA event.
What he did was nail it. He nailed it. He nailed it. He said, look, I don't want to be 30 Cent. I want to be 50 Cent.
Yeah, I'm going to vote 20 Cent.
And he actually looked at the tax plans. Actually looked at the tax plans. So, I think that's fabulous.
Well, and the only question I have with that is I wonder how many more, you know, like him are waking up to the fact that, like Candace Owens, like Brandon Tatum, down the list, great, you know, African-American conservatives that are getting that message. That are actually, it's resonating, and they're going to change, and they're going to, you know, they're going to actually look. That's what I would wonder.
Hey, by one, man, you can just reach on. It's worth the effort.
Texter says, my debate prediction, Trump will be asked about all these straw men the left uses, climate change, social justice, in such a way as to make him look bad, which will be edited further and smeared across TV. That happens in interviews, but not in a debate. Somebody else suggested something similar. We earlier learned that there are restrictions on what you can wear to the polls by state law, and somebody called the county auditor, Mike Monpleasure, who was here on the program, and said, hey, it was a text, actually, can I wear a Make America Great hat? Well, I think we all know what campaign that's from. So no was the answer.
This so go buy a 50-cent shirt and cross out 50 and put 20 over it.
And wear that.
But, you know, that's wait, ridiculous. That's ridiculous. That's a statement. It's not a campaign. It's just your words.
Says just wear a hat with the flag.
Be terrible.
Listen to this, guys. Just wear a hat with the flag. We all know which party
there
that is.
There you go.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Or wear a blank red hat.
There you go. You know what I want to talk about? I'm going to wear a hat for H.A. Thompson & Sons. You know why?
Great crew.
They have the equipment, the gear to zap the things that are in your air. And there's a lot in your air. Did you know that in your home or business? Wide range of viruses, mold spores, odors, other pathogens, and the new things. H.A. Thompson & Sons, or call them at 234-9889. God bless you. Are you moving soon? Go with a family-owned, veteran-owned company, and your move could be paid for. If you need a realtor to find you a home or sell your home, you might be able to move for free with Action Movers. Here's how it works. Fill out an easy form online, and a local realtor will call you within 24 hours. You sell your home and or buy a new home, and you then receive $5 in cash for every $1,000 in home purchase or sale price. And then you move with Action Movers and save money. ActionMovers.com has the details, or call 701-566-5532.
Life can be hard, especially these days, and it's impossible to ignore all the stresses closing in. But it's nothing a sip or two of North Dakota sweet crude can help. That smooth old family cinnamon and spice moonshine recipe is there to help you relax at the end of a crazy day, whether you left the house or not. North Dakota sweet crude. It's good to know you can still step back and relax with a drink created at a simpler time. North Dakota sweet crude liqueur. Ask for it by name or find a new recipe at crudespirits.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.